This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. This is my podcast, which is about all the stuff in the world in the English language and a few other languages. Let's talk about the words. The first word is calmative. Calm and then A-T-I-V-E. Calmative, calmative, I think, colmative, a few ways you can say it. This is a noun or adjective from 1870. The synonym is sedative. I've never heard of somebody say it's a calmative. That just sounds made up, just like sedative is made up. Next is calmodulin. Calmodulin or calmodulin, like a dieu, calmodulin. This is a noun from 1978, a calcium-binding protein that mediates cellular metabolic processes as the contraction of muscle fibers by regulating the activity of calcium-dependent enzymes. Thank you for that. Next is calo. C-A-L-O. There is an accent over the O, so you emphasize that. Calo. Noun from 1947. Any of several Spanish argots, especially an argot used by Chicano youths in cities in the U.S. Southwest. So this is a Spanish word, which means argot. Speech of Spanish gypsies from Romani. Calo. The word calo from lots of different languages means black, I guess. And then also from the Sanskrit kala, K-A-L-A. So it's probably black. What is an argot? I'm not sure. I have to look into this. Next we have calomel. Calomel. C-A-L-O-M-E-L. Noun from 1676. A white, tasteless compound, Hg2Cl2, used especially as a component of laboratory electrodes, as a fungicide, and formerly in medicine as a purgative, called also mercurous chloride. Mercurous. I think that's like mercury. M-E-R-C-U-R-O-U-S. Mercurous. Mercurous chloride. The etymology says this is from the Greek kalos, which means beautiful, and melas, which means black. Okay, next is caloric. First form, noun from 1792. One, a supposed form of matter formerly held responsible for the phenomena of heat and combustion. A supposed form of matter. Interesting. I have learned recently that, we're all taught that there's three forms of mass. There's solids, liquids, and gases. But recently I learned that there's also plasma, which the sun is a plasma, so that's sort of like this weird nebulous between liquid and solid. But I was listening to a podcast and they said that they think, maybe they know, but they think that there are other forms of types of mass out there that we can't even really comprehend or we have no experience with. So I guess maybe this is one of them. It's a possible form of matter. Anyway, number two is archaic, and it just means heat. That's the synonym, heat. Second form of caloric is an adjective from circa 1828. One, of or relating to heat. Two, of relating to or containing calories. And calorically? Calorically. I don't know why I said it the other way. Calorically is an adverb, although I kind of like to say calorically. That is an adverb. Now we have the word calorie. Usually we see it spelled with an IE, but you can also spell it with a Y. Calorie. You can also just say calorie. Like you take out the O. Calorie. This is a noun from 1866. 1A. The amount of heat required at a pressure of 1 atmosphere to raise the temperature of 1 gram of water 1 degree Celsius. That is equal to about 4.19 joules. J-O-U-L-E-S. I never really fully understood calories. I still probably will not understand them. There are other definitions in here, though. Anyway, it's abbreviated to just cal, and it is called also gram calorie or small calorie. It doesn't really say what this is used in. It's the amount of heat required at a pressure of 1 atmosphere to raise the temperature of 1 gram of water. So that's what we're talking about, 1 gram of water. So you're raising 1 gram of water, 1 degree Celsius, and it's the amount of pressure needed for that. 1 calorie does that. Okay. 1B is the amount of heat required to raise the temperature of 1 kilogram. Okay, so the first one was gram. This one's kilogram of water, 1 degree Celsius. This is 1,000 gram calories or 3.968 BTUs. So we've got 1,000 more than the first one. And then the abbreviation is cal with a capital C, called also large calorie. So a small calorie with a lowercase C-A-L is raising the water 1 gram of water 1 degree Celsius, but a large calorie is a capital C-A-L, and that's raising 1,000 grams of water 1 degree Celsius. Much more heat needed to do that. 2A, a unit equivalent to the large calorie expressing heat-producing or energy-producing value in food when oxidized in the body. So it's similar to the large calorie, but it's in the body, not water, I guess. Okay, 2B, an amount of food having an energy-producing value of 1 large calorie. It's a thing that is going on in your body, and food has it, and you need it, and you don't want to have too many or too little. You also want to eat things that are nutritious, but also have calories, but not too many, but not too few. Yeah, it's a fine balance. That's not all that hard to do, I don't think. This is from calor, Latin word calor, which means heat, from calere, which means to be warm. And there's more at the word li. Next is calorific, adjective from 1770. 1, the synonym is caloric. 2, of or relating to heat production. Next is calorimeter. This is a noun from 1790. An apparatus for measuring quantities of absorbed or emitted heat or for determining specific heats. So I would assume that this is the thing that they use to measure how much energy or how much heat was used to raise that water to 1 degree Celsius. They would probably need a calorimeter. Calorimetric is an adjective. Calorimetrically is an adverb. And calorimetry is a noun. Okay, next is calotte, C-A-L-O-T-T-E, calotte, noun from 1632. We have a couple synonyms. The first one is the number one definition for the word skull cap. So, okay, that's a calotte. And then especially the synonym zucchetto, Z-U-C-C-H-E-T-T-O. Zucchetto, you can maybe also pronounce it zucchetto, I don't know. But, ooh, we're going to have to wait a long time until we get to that word. Next is calotype, C-A-L-O, then the word type, but this is all one word, noun from 1845, a photographic process by which a large number of prints could be produced from a paper negative, also a positive print so made. The calotype. This is from the Greek kalos, which means beautiful, plus type, as in the word daguerreotype. That's not super helpful, it's just a thing. Okay, next is CalPac, C-A-L-P-A-C. You could also throw a K at the end. This is a noun from 1598. A high-crowned cap worn in Turkey, Iran, and neighboring countries. And then this is just from the Turkish word CalPac, K-A-L-P-A-K. So maybe we'll find a picture of this CalPac. Next is the last word. It is just pronounced calc. It is spelled C-A-L-Q-U-E, calc, noun from 1937. Synonym is loan translation. Loan translation. So this is a French word, and it literally means copy from calc or calcare, which means to trace, from Italian calcare, which means to trample or trace, from the Latin word, which is probably the same, calcare, which means to trample. And there's more at the word caulk, C-A-U-L-K, which we read recently. Did we? No. That's actually coming up in a little while. Okay, so we had calmative, calmodulin, calo, calomel, caloric, calorie, calorific, calorimeter. I don't even know what I said before, calorimeter, calat, calotype, CalPac, and calc. Well, I think I just kind of want to pick the word calorific because it's just a funny word that we don't probably really use, but it also sounds like terrific. Oh, those calories are great. And then it also, I've got supercalifragilisticexpialidocious on the brain between this one and that other one a couple episodes ago. Was that calipigous? Or calipigous? No, where was it? I don't even remember. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, I don't know. I guess if I could get, calorific isn't even in there. Or the rific, is it? I don't know. Calorific expialidocious. Well, that'll be the song. I'm running out of ideas. Thank you very much for listening. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.